be a perfect world for everyone to give up smoking.
Yes.
Not good for you. Expensive. The list is endless. Mm-hmm. So I've noticed it growing more and more. I haven't personally tried it, but the vaping.
Yeah.
I see it everywhere now. Mm.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I do. Mm. Everywhere. People are either outside vaping or just sitting on a stair vaping or even at the airport vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. It's been banned just like smoking now, but apparently it's just steam or air. It's not smoke, but it's been banned.
Okay.
So people that are trying to give up smoking have still been kicked outside.
When you say banned, do you mean like indoors, like smoking?
Yeah.
So you can still go outside and vape?
You can still go outside and vape.
Right.
And I'm just curious as to why.
So is there no nicotine inside the vape at all?
I think there is a little bit of nicotine in the vape, which wouldn't come out in the air. I don't know. Is it from a smell? Because I've never smelt it. I just see it all the time, and I know it's banned from flights. I know it's banned from restaurants. Basically, well, it's considered a cigarette.
Right.
Even though wasn't the banning of cigarettes because of the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
Secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke.
Bad for you.
All of that.
And it's annoying and stinks.
Mm. So why then are they banning the vapes, or am I missing something here?
Look, I'm not an expert on vaping,
same.
So I have no idea.
While I'm at it, do they actually help you give up? Because that's what they're supposed to do. They replace smoking, and then they're supposed to wean you off.
Right.
But I see it all over the place. People trying them, and they see. I find them big and cumbersome-looking things and be a hassle.
Mm.
But I'm just curious as to why they're banned, or, you know, why they're considered like a cigarette.
Right.
Go outside with that. It's like... Right.
If you know anything about vaping or you're a vapor, 49421829, give us a call, let us know. I've always assumed that it would smell, Steve.
Same.
Or does it not smell?
Well, this is what I'm asking. I'm not sure. I've seen people vape, stood near them, didn't smell anything.
Okay.
But that's, look, I haven't got the best sense of smell anyway.
And in the vapors, is there some sort of nicotine coming out? Is that partly why?
Yeah. Would that include the smell then? But I just find it funny in a world where we're constantly telling people to give up and try and give up, and people are trying to, and they're still treated like second-class citizens. Yeah.
Well, we may have some answers. G'day, Rod.
Hi, how are we doing?
Good.
What is it, Rod?
Oh, man, I've looked into it for quite a while and listened to the bubble lung and everything, but recently watched a Michael Mosley documentary, went right into it, trying to prove that it was actually, you know, bad for you and stuff. And he came back saying that, you know, basically, from a smoker's point of view, you're much better getting onto it. He proved that it's much easier to give up smoking. He said if you're just doing it for the social kick, then you're a clown. But if you're already a smoker, it's a brilliant way to do it, and they've proven that it's much healthier.
So have you got an idea, though, why it's banned from indoors?
No, it's just up there. Well, the guy who started the whole smoking around food areas and it went globally, he's in a documentary, and he says that basically they don't have the proof that it doesn't. There is some nicotine in some of the oils,
right?
But they haven't proven yet that it's not complete. That it's completely safe for passive smokers.
Okay.
Is there
Thanks,
a smell
Rod.
To it? This is...
Well, Sue is holding a vape right now. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Tanya and Steve. How are you?
Good.
Is there a smell to it, Sue? Is this why they're not allowing it indoors?
No, there's no smell whatsoever. When I used to actually smoke at work and I'd be outside and I'd come back in, of course, everybody like, oh, God, you stink, blah, blah. And now, like, they go, can you just go outside for a cigarette? And I said, yeah. And they said, you don't smell at all. And it doesn't smell, the actual steam doesn't smell either.
Right.
So, Sue, is there any nicotine in what you're inhaling? Because we're total novices here.
Yeah, you can't buy the juices in Australia with the nicotine in them. You have to buy them from overseas. I buy mine from New Zealand, and it takes 3 days to arrive. But when you consider, like, my partner smokes, and he would spend probably nearly $250 a week.
Oh,
jeez.
My gosh.
There you go.
Wow.
So, okay, you used to smoke. How many? What do you do now?
I would still probably buy a packet once every 2 weeks.
Compared to what, though?
That would be, compared to what I used to?
Yeah.
A packet a day.
Okay.
Okay. And do you feel healthier?
A packet of 20s. Yes.
Do you? Yeah.
You don't. And I have sort of like some other friends that used to smoke horrendously, and they've been on the vape for now probably about 4 or 5 months. And whereas she used to cough up a lung nearly every morning, she doesn't anymore.
Mm. And how much is the vaping costing you?
Probably $20 a month.
Jeez.
Yeah,
what a difference. Well, good luck with that, Sue.
See, I was always thinking you're replacing one habit with another, but if you are replacing one habit with another and the other one's a better habit, then it's got to win, hasn't it?
Sounds healthier and cheaper.
I'm still curious about the indoor thing, though. If it doesn't give off a smell, if it's just steam or vape going into the air. So is it just a pure action that they don't like?
Well, as the first caller said, they're not sure whether not that secondhand smoke, even though it's got a little bit of nicotine, is going into the atmosphere, and they obviously don't want to run the risk.
Yep.
It's Tanya and Steve, KUFM.